Good morning, everybody, and so welcome to the weekend and another week of the Paul W. Smith Tour. We are your warm-up band. You got us for next 2 hours, and Paul's going to come on from noon to one. Today we are broadcasting, as you heard, live from Mary Grove Awning in Livonia. Have a great show coming up for next 2 hours, and then, again, an hour with Paul W. Smith.
You know, free is the word today, the operative word.
Free.
Free.
Okay.
Yep, you can get a free awning if you stop in and fill out a card and become a participant in the drawing that Mike's people are going to do. We got free time with Mike Fallahy, which you and I always enjoy. We've been laughing for the last 40 minutes. We got coffee. We got donuts. And I got to suspect it looks like there's other stuff over there. We'll ask Michael about that after we get going here. But why not stop in at the corner of Merriman and Industrial, just south of 96? It's easy.
About a half mile.
Yeah, it's easy to get in and out of here. Before you hit the railroad tracks as you're heading south.
You got it.
Take a left.
Very easy.
We're here.
It's gonna be fun. You know, Chuck, all the the housing that still needs to come up and all the subdivisions that have been put out, I think about my subdivision. And in my subdivision, it's kind of like a big circle.
That's that gated community houses. That they don't let people like me in.
Yeah, right. No, they just don't let you in.
Like where Fallahy probably lives.
But the houses face all different ways. You know, when you got a house that has a southern exposure, especially when that weather starts getting warm like it's about to in our area, unfortunately, it keeps people out of outside. It keeps them inside.
Western.
Yeah, western exposure as well, yeah. And I love being outside.
I do too.
And so many people, when they build a deck, they don't consider the material they put down if the sun's going to make it very hot.
We had some emails this week from some people that did not take our advice on what they put on their decks.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
I didn't see that.
The paint is blistering. The paint's coming off. I go, listen to the show. We've been telling you for years.
You know what? If it's concrete, everybody, you might be painting on top, but underneath there's no paint. So that water's going to get underneath, soak into the concrete, and bubble that paint up. So listen to the show. We'll help you out with all that. But for the next 3 hours, we're going to be here at Mary Grove Awning and talking awning, talk about outdoor living, right?
I know it. How fun. Actually, being able to enjoy the outdoors, like you said.
Yes.
When the sun is brutally overhead in the summertime. I mean, if you don't have an awning like this, your furniture even gets so hot you can't sit on it. The deck gets so hot you can't walk on it. It's like, why would you do that?
You're absolutely right. I've got a patio off my house, I don't know, 30 yards or so, and it's
your wife made you. That's for the doghouse.
Yeah, that's where I get to go.
Yeah.
There's no place I could put an awning on that. So, unfortunately, I have a tree that I have to play the shade. So, as that tree moves, the sun moves, I've got to move into the
shadow
shade.
Moves.
Yeah, exactly. And it drops these nasty little flowers all over the place. But I have no choice.
You know, Mary Grove, I mean, when we talked to Mike, everything's become motorized over the years that they've got.
Right.
He could probably get you a chair with a motor on it, with
individual
wheels that follows the shadow of the tree. You know what? I'll bet, knowing him,
however,
he'd come up with it.
I'm going to be putting a new deck on the back of my house this year.
That's
right. I have a north exposure, so I get very little sun over there.
Yeah.
But if I want to keep the yuckies off of it, eventually we got to talk about putting American
the yuckies.
Well, the schmutz, the
you should have brought
algae,
your bride down
the mold,
here.
All that stuff.
She could have picked something out today.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We'll have to ask Mike if he's got seconds. You know, is there something that somebody ordered that they didn't get? That, you know.
Well, you're assuming my wife wants a deal. Is that what you're saying?
No, I know you do.
Yeah, right.
Hey, no point in lying about it.
True that. Well,
it's going to be a lot of fun. There's also there's going to be a virtual job fair that the state of Michigan is putting on May 12th.
Okay.
That we'll talk about a little later on. We want more people in this industry. I know Mike is looking for good people. We'll talk about that when we get him on.
Yep.
But the industry at large needs good people.
Yes.
So the state of Michigan is actually, Lara, is going to put a job fair together, and we'll provide information on that.
We'll definitely be helping out with that. You know, it always starts in Michigan, including Mary Grove Awning started in Michigan and now has locations in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Texas.
Florida, too. 14 states.
Wow.
I'm waiting for Mike to go international, and we do a live broadcast from Italy. Well, or Germany. You're half German. Germany. We'll go to Breitenstein, Germany.
But But we're going to spend the next couple hours talking about Mary Grove Awning and all the fantastic services they have.
Yep.
Bottom line, what Mary Grove Awning does is make your house look absolutely beautiful and lets you stay outside more.
Yeah.
What more do you want, especially in Michigan?
And
right?
We've waited a long time to be outside.
It's been a long
time. That sun has been hidden for a long time.
It was not a real cold winter this year, but it was a long winter, and this rain that we've had has only helped. But you know what? If you had a Mary Grove awning, the rain wouldn't matter. You could still sit on your patio.
Our guest coming up looks great, lives healthy. We're going to have to ask him if he's proactive about the water that he drinks, because that's so huge.
Oh, you're right.
You know, why people don't take advantage of a free water test in-home and a reverse osmosis system if you don't have delicious, healthy water is beyond me. But we've got a solution to that issue, too, don't we?
We do have a solution to that. That'd be Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, right?
Yeah. Yeah, call Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions today. Get them out for a free water test. Find out what you're, you know, bathing in, cooking in, drinking, for heaven's sakes. And ask them about a reverse osmosis system, because I'm telling you, the water tastes good.
100%.
That's coming from an old guy.
100% correct. Also, we want to talk about if you're inside the air you breathe. I got a text from Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning yesterday. And basically, it's just letting people know how much dead skin falls off people every day. Every day.
Ken,
people are
eating their breakfast.
Yes.
As they listen to the show.
Yes.
And you're talking about sloughing off dead skin cells.
I am. All day long.
See, the detritus of being
alive. It happens
when
they eat breakfast, when they eat lunch, when they eat dinner, when they sleep. It's always happening. And where does that stuff wind up if you have a proper air system that moves the air?
Ah.
In your air ducts. And what's happened when you bring other people in? You breathe in those dead skin.
You should have said, everybody take a deep breath.
There you go.
Guess what you just inhaled? I think we wrote about that maybe 3 weeks ago in the Detroit News Homestyle section.
Yes.
Clean air. We're talking about Chet's cleaning and cloth fabrics hold all that stuff you're talking about. What if you have a pet? That's even worse.
Yeah, pet fur and skin. Yeah, you're right. Even worse. Yuck.
Dead mites. They say there's up to 100,000 dead and living mites in a square yard of carpet in a house. 100,000.
And the mattress and the rugs. And the
the couch and the curtains.
Yeah.
Yuck.
So keep your house clean with people like Chet's Cleaning, Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning.
Yeah.
And if you need any of those members, you know where to go 24/7. That's the InsideOutsideGuys.com. In the meantime, why don't you stick around? We're going to have Mr. Mike Falley, as Chuck says, chief cook and bottle washer of Mary Grove Awning, coming on next. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, again, broadcasting live from Mary Grove Awning.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. Want to invite you over to Mary Grove to enter a drawing for a free awning. We'll ask Mike about that and what it involves exactly. But we are lucky enough to have the owner of Mary Grove Awnings with us, Mike Falahi, who has become a great friend. He's a tremendous guy, which always is reflected in the company that he runs. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Chuck and Ken, it's a pleasure seeing you guys again. How much fun is this going to be for the next couple of hours? But I will say this, if I may, the last time that you guys were sitting in these chairs was the day before COVID, where they started shutting all the companies down that were unessential or inessential. And then we had about 30 or 40 people in our showroom, a lot of excitement about future growth. And then... boom.
The next day. The
bottom falls out. Although we were considered non-essential because people don't have to have awnings, what we did was, I got to give credit to my son, is that we took some of the equipment that we had and we adjusted and reprogrammed the equipment to make medical masks for the doctors and first responders and so on.
I remember you calling me.
Yeah.
You're looking for foam.
Yes.
You're trying to find some foam. And I looked everywhere I could. Unfortunately, I couldn't help you. But I remember talking about that. So many people like yourself and Mary Grove Awning stepped up to help the community. And that was so awesome when you guys
Thank you. Thank you. I think there was a ton of reasons why we needed to do that with everything that was going on, the first responders in this community alone. And we made, at that time, I think it was 4,500 pieces and delivered them personally to every one of the first responders in the area. And then what was left over, we took over to the hospital at St. Mary's and delivered the rest
of the packages. That is really cool. Let me ask you something, because you were in the middle of a big marketing campaign.
Yes.
You were growing.
At that time.
You're now in many states. What did you do as a businessman at that point in time? Because really, you can't throw good money after bad. And
no one knew what to do.
Yeah, the pandemic.
Now, one business person out there said, oh, maybe I should go this way or that way. There was no way to go.
You know, that was probably the biggest decision that I had to make since I've been here, since I've owned the company. And we were sitting there with a group of people, and we actually had a Zoom call, and there was probably 6 or 8 people on that Zoom call. And all of them were telling us that people were dropping out like crazy off of the TV and radio campaigns because they couldn't figure a way to be able to communicate with their customer without being on a one-on-one. I mean, it's critical. It's very important.
Imagine, a lot of fear-driven decisions at the time.
There were so many, wasn't there?
Oh, gosh.
So one of the things that I decided is let's go. Let's run it. Man, we've got this budget. We got this plan. We'll figure out the rest. Let's just put it on TV. Let's do it on the radio.
And you kept going.
And we kept going. And we marched right through it. And proudly, I got to say.
Would you do it again?
1,000% again. 100%.
How did it work out for you?
It worked out beautifully. Now, it was slow. Let me tell you, in the beginning, it was
slow.
But we were hitting the TV programs. We were running commercials every 30 seconds. Now, here was the problem. I came out with a lot of energy and said, hey, this is Mary Grovon. And like I
normally do. So unlike you.
And we were getting criticized because we were too excited, too happy during the time that the world was down, right? So what the world needed then was to be picked back up again.
And absolutely.
I thought keeping that energy out there. Well, over the course of months, we changed our message a few times to try to bend and move with the messages. And I had a blast. I'm going to be honest with you. Getting through that was
cool.
I think I worked better under crisis. When I'm sitting here and everything's going beautiful, I'm okay. I go along with it. But when there's a crisis, when there's something that's got to be taken care of, I got both feet in.
A little stress.
No, I love it. So what happened was during that time, our sales in the beginning, the first month or so, the sales rep learned how to communicate with customers through patio doors and on the phone, and we figured out a way to close deals. And it was amazing.
Adapt. Improvise. Adapt. Overcome.
Yes.
Yeah, you did it.
We did it. And then when it was non-essential for all the people to be out there, because they wanted their awnings. We're talking April, May, June. The people wanted their awnings.
God bless them.
But we were unessential. And I'll announce this on the radio that we had a box of medical masks in each one of them. So if something were to happen, we had a get-out-of-jail-free card.
I like that. Hey, you've been remodeling a house.
Yes, sir.
That you bought for the last couple of years. And when Ken and I were talking about Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions a minute ago, you said, you know, I used them because I had a problem. You want to share that real quick? Do you mind?
You know, what happened was probably 8 months, maybe a year ago now, I had my water tested by Beauchamp because it tasted a little bit funny. Now, mind you, I had just moved in to the community on Lake Fenton. And then when they came out to test it, very professional people, at the same time that they tested it, they told me that they had arsenic levels that were a little bit high. Well, actually quite a bit high.
Were you checking your fingernails for blue?
Wondering why you were starting to tick a little bit there?
My eyes were crossed for a little while, but then they came back. So what I did was they put in a osmosis system, I think it's called.
Okay.
Reverse osmosis. And we had a couple of tanks put in, and the water tasted as clean as the Aquafina we're sitting here in front of.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really was.
Appreciate
and it was
you sharing that.
Fabulous. And one more point, if I may. To listen to you guys is critical. Because some of the things that I didn't learn back then, I learned by...
You learned the hard way.
Oh, do tell, Mike.
baptism by fire. So I hired a contractor, right? The guy comes in, and he's all gung-ho. Let's get this thing built. Everybody's excited.
And you needed some major structural stuff done on the lake-facing wall.
I did, because as you remember, I had 35 feet, 40 foot.
Yeah.
That was there were several pipes coming down to support the beam and... And
let's do this.
Oh, yes. Shoot.
Let's take a break.
Oh, yeah, that was quick.
And when we come back, you're going to tell a story of why when anyone thinking of construction, they need to hire or they need to check out the inside-outside guy before they make the same mistake that Mike Felly made. And he knew us. He's our buddy, and he still made that mistake. We love you for saying that, Mike. Thanks a lot. Hey, everyone, stick around. We have a lot more coming up right here from the Mary Grove Awning World Headquarters in Livonia with the inside-outside guys.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We're going to spend the next 2.5 hours right here with Mike Fallahy at Mary Grove at the corner of Merriman Road and Industrial Avenue. You can't miss it. He's got free stuff. Come on over. You could win $500. 500. in home cleaning services from Chet's Cleaning, and we talked about them last week. All you got to do to enter is text the keyword SPRING, S-P-R-I-N-G, to 800-859-0957. The rules for that, of course, are at WJR.com, and they explicitly say that Ken cannot win, but we want to make sure everybody else knows they can.
Can Chuck?
Well, yeah.
That's not fair.
I've got an in with Steve.
That just isn't right. Hey, just a few weeks ago, we were right down the road here, just a couple doors down at the new Kearns Brothers headquarters.
I know.
So where
is Mark Kramer? He should be
he's
here.
He's on his way
Mike.
South. I want to say hi while you're driving, Mark. Drive safe. But he's going into Ohio.
Kramer. When you get back here, assuming they don't deface your vehicle and your Michigan plates.
He's from Ohio. He likes that red.
Well, I know, but I'll bet he's got Michigan plates now. He's a property owner in Michigan. He and his bride. Say hi to Mike Fallahy. Stop in here.
Absolutely.
You guys would really hit it off.
Looking forward to meeting him.
That'll we were fun. Talking to you, or you were talking to us, about making a mistake hiring a contractor to do some work on your home.
And you're Mike Fallahy.
I know, of all
Come
people.
Come on.
You know, so when I did hire the contractor, we had some great ideas that were happening and a quick design of what I wanted to accomplish. But then what happened was, over time, we had they were dragging their feet on getting the job done. Every time that there was a segment that was supposed to be completed took months instead of days. And it became a nightmare. So one day I said, listen, I didn't want to do it, but I had to let him go to find a contractor that would get in there, get the job done, but more importantly, get it done with quality. Because this contractor was going to keep the beams up. And so when I brought in a real contractor, he came in and said, okay, let's do this. We're going to change this. Had it designed. And then now, I got to tell you, I hope he doesn't mind. I hope you don't mind. Ed Pinkelman, he's the guy that did a beautiful job for us, custom builder out in my area.
In the Fenton area?
I'm sorry?
In the Fenton area?
In the Fenton area.
Pinkelman Builders, is
yes,
that it?
Yes, that's okay. It. Great. And Pinkelman Custom Builders. And the guy is just doing a fabulous job. I couldn't be happier.
You needed a home surgeon, just like if you had a heart surgery, you needed someone because you had structural issues.
A lot of structural issues, and thanks for mentioning that, because you came by one time and took a look and said, man, you got a problem here.
At the time, you weren't sure you were going to keep the property, because I said, Mike, this is going to cost you a lot of money.
Well, I kept the property, and yeah, it's costing me a lot of money.
Even more since you hired the wrong contractor.
Even more, because we had to back it up to go forward, because he had to get all the mistakes out of the way. Go forward then, and that's basically where we're at today.
How stressful was it to realize you had to get rid of a contractor and try to find another one? Exactly.
Telling you, it was crazy.
It is crazy.
Because the stress was over the top.
Yeah.
Every single day when I would go to the job site, and I don't have that kind of time to hand, go through all
exactly.
of this.
You shouldn't have to.
And then when job wasn't being done, and then backing it up, the plumber did a terrible job. The one that was there in the rough, we had to tear all the plumbing out. Tear it all out.
It's a professional plumber. And supposedly.
Yeah. I think he had a license.
What does that tell you?
He had a truck, right?
He had a truck. And it was hand-painted on the side, Charlie's Plumbing. But
you mentioned the stress, Mike, because we get people who send us emails all the time because they want to build a house.
Horrible.
And I will not jokingly tell them what they need and then say, look for a good therapist. And I'm not joking.
Not joking.
Building anything, whether it's a house, a addition, it puts a lot of stress on a marriage and a person, especially if they're not in the same, on the same level and have the same desires.
When I had couples that would sit down and want me to design and build a custom home for them, true story, first question I'd ask is, how is your marriage? And they look at me and they look at each other, and then we'd talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that when you talk about stress at a daily level, I mean, it's not like every month you had one problem, but it was daily. And I got to tell you, it was not only stressful. I mean, it was hurtful.
Yeah. I love that you said that, because after a while, he's just lying to you.
Yes.
We'll be there in a couple hours, and they never show. Never show. We got guys scheduled for Thursday and never show. So you eventually go, all right, you're just lying to me now. You got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What choice do I have, right?
That was
the whole situation at the time. And like I said, when I brought Ed into the picture, he and I looked at it, and he said, first thing he did, he shook his head and said, I've got a lot of work to get to the bottom level, and then we go from there.
Okay, so let's turn this towards Mary Grove Awnings.
Yeah.
Someone calls Mary Grove Awning. walk us through the process, please. Once they make the phone call to completion, because they're not going to even have even 1% of the stress that you had on your project.
And that's such a key issue to say, because we make it completely stress-free. Completely. And I got to tell you, if anybody was stressed out and buying an awning from my company, I would be shocked. Because here's the process.
You'd want to know, right?
I have to know. I think I learn more about a negative review than I do about a positive.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I hope people hear that what you're saying.
Yeah.
I love that you say that.
Because we dissect that negative and say, what the heck happened? And then the person or people that were involved, we don't change the process, we change the people. Because the process works. When the phone call comes in, we schedule an appointment within 48 hours of that call. Extremely important for the customer and for us. You're excited today about the awning. You want an awning. You're not going to wait 6 months to have that awning installed, because if we come out there today, within 48 hours, you're having a brand new awning, custom built, on your wall.
No.
Not heard of, right?
Not heard of.
Truly unheard of.
In any part of the construction industry, not heard of.
No.
We realized that the Amazon process, if you will, makes a lot of sense to a lot of people. Sometimes with Amazon, you can order a product and get it the same day.
Happened to me about 3 weeks ago.
And how excited were you?
Blew me away. I didn't see a drone. I was looking for a drone. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's out front.
It's unbelievable.
It is. And I got to tell you that's why I feel that our process is second to none. In the industry, nobody does what we're doing. But there's a reason for that. And there's a reason for the position that we're in. Without bragging, we're number one in the country in residential retractable awnings installed and serviced.
Residential.
Yes.
I want people to hear that. Residential. And it is far, far more difficult to keep residential customers satisfied than it is your commercial customers.
Yes. So let's talk about stress.
I mean, this company will do custom, and you are building here for the other 14 states that you're servicing, right?
This is the headquarters, right? So all of it is serviced from here. Now, we talk about the volume of business, the number of retractables being installed every single day. It's amazing. Even to me, this is crazy, the volume of business that we're doing. But the most important thing for me is to take a look at the quality of work that we're doing, and how do you get that? Through the reviews. And I got to boast for a minute, because I got the best people in the industry. Right now, if you take a look at us, I think our Google has us at 4.8, 4.9 in reviews, and everybody writes a small little blurb about how happy they are with the product and with the process. But that's where the rubber meets the road, because our whole job is to make that customer 100% happy. And I think we do a pretty good job of it. But everybody in this building has bought into the fact that they know our job doesn't exist unless that customer is 100% happy. That's why we're going to stretch for that 5, and it's not going to be easy. But at 4.8, we're doing pretty darn good.
No kidding. Is this the same awning that I would have bought from you 20 years ago?
No. No, it's a lot different. The evolution of that awning is amazing, because what we do is we do what we call a post-mortem at the end of each year. We take a look at all the service calls and all the issues that customers have and say, we could do better. Let's take a look at the product and do better. So the first thing that we did back, 15, 20 years ago, we put a housing around the fabric. And the reason why that's important is 90% of all the awning companies have no housing on there. So when that awning is rolled back up against the wall, and it will be for several months during the winter, it's going to get exposed. Nothing to protect it. So we designed a very unique feature, and that is that wraparound aluminum system that keeps the awning protected when it's rolled back up against the house. That was one.
People wouldn't even know about that.
No, because you think an awning is an awning.
Yeah.
And then you put this side by side with other companies, and you're going, oh, my God, what a difference. The second thing that we did, which I think is extremely important, is that the pitch of the awning by most awning companies means that you get up on a ladder, you take a wrench, you open it up, you lower the arm down and set. We designed each one of those arms are independent, and with a hook, you can adjust the pitch of the awning simply by turning a crank.
Why is that important, Mike?
Here's why. If it starts to rain, we'll start with the rain. If it starts to rain, we're going to pitch one side of the awning down. That way the water washes off, much like a gutter, right? And then is it straight out? And then at night, as the sun begins to set. If you're facing the west, you can lower the front of that awning so we can block that sun late into the evening, because we know it can get brutal facing the west at 7 o'clock at night, right?
Exactly.
So the design of that feature alone was critical and really was a fantastic decision that our team made. But let's go another step, because we're never happy. So we put lights on the awning. So what's unique about that is that when the party goes late into the evening, you can open it up, turn the lights on, and continue the party till well into the evening. And this year, what we did was we put dimmers on them, so you're able to dim the lights. And probably next year, we're going to come up with something else, something new, something fresh, because I think that's what's going to keep the company and what's going to keep that product moving.
You also have something that senses wind.
Oh, yeah. So what happens a lot of times is that a customer will leave the house. It happens, right? When the awning is open.
I hate to admit it. I was that guy one
time. Yeah, I know. I'm still am.
It might be. Yeah.
But what would happen was if the winds blew hard enough that the awning literally would and could become damaged.
Sure.
And so what we did is we designed a system that is attached right to the front bar of the awning. It doesn't measure wind. It measures movement. So if that front bar starts to move laterally, what happens is it tells the motor, hey, I got to get back up against the wall where I'm safe. And automatically it retracts up against the wall. It can't be overridden until the wind is calm enough to be able to bring the awning back out again.
How cool.
Isn't that a cool feature?
That is cool.
Mike, how big of awning can you make? I mean, if I have a 20 by 20 patio, could you do an awning that would cover the entire patio?
That's a great question.
I only get one a day.
It's a good one.
What we do, we manufacture 20 by 12 is the largest manufactured single unit. But you can add on. We can go from here to Chicago. We just keep adding on sections.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back from break. And also, you had a crowd watching you this week, I understand. We got some people texting us us that they saw Mike.
His right arm's in a sling.
It isn't a sling. Let's talk about what Mike got to do. Very cool honor that you got to do. And what's really cool, Mike, is when you did that honor, you were able to honor other people that you love in your life. We'll talk about that.
Appreciate
it. And, of course, continue talking about the fantastic products that you can get right here at Mary Grove Awning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. Laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Right now we're talking to Mr. Mike Fahey, owner of Mary Grove Awning. And, Mike, before I went to break, I asked you about sizes. Can you cover a whole patio? You can, with some caveats, is that fair to say?
Okay. The common question that we have with everybody that calls in is that I want to cover my patio. When 90% of the time they're usually eating or entertaining in a smaller area, much smaller than the huge deck or patio that they have. However, we can cover up as much area as they want. The projection is the critical, because when the wind blows and the awning is cantilevered, this is the word that we have to remember, it's cantilevered away from the home. So the stability of the awning is not so much in the awning, but where we're adapting the awning back on the home.
Sure.
The largest one that we make in a single piece is 20 by 12. We can make them larger, but that's the largest, most sale is on a 20 by 12 awning for the bigger awnings. But we make them as small as 10 by 8. We can custom make it.
And for people, I spent years helping people build patios, and I said the least you ever want a patio to go out is 12 feet. Mm-hmm. Anything less than that, you can't get a table and chairs around it and a family around it. So that's perfect.
That's great.
Perfect answer. Is Dave on? Is Dave with us? Hey, Mr. Rieger, you there, buddy?
I am here.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm well.
Good. Hey, this week the Tigers actually hammered two of their former pitchers, Scherzer and Verlander.
They did.
And great. That was great. I mean, just to read that. But you were at the Verlander where Justin Verlander pitched.
I was.
And I heard that there was someone who started that couldn't finish, or some other guy tried pitching. How did that go?
I got to tell you, it was Mr. Fowler. He did a fantastic job throwing out the first pitch along with Will Power from the Indy Series, the winner from the Detroit Grand Prix last year. And, he did a great job. It was great.
Did he make it? Did he make it, catcher?
It was great, yes. It's a great pitch.
Why the arm's in a sling, Mike?
That's one of the reasons. But I'm really curious why everybody broke into that song Somewhere Over the Rainbow when I threw that.
that I can't answer.
Well, we got it from Dave Rieger, who is a man on the spot.
I have
you
to,
got it over the plate.
I got to tell Mike, though, so my brother and sister-in-law have a Mary Grove Awning at their home in Canton. the one with the LED lights.
Oh, perfect.
And I can't tell you how many nights we've sat out on his patio playing cards. It's very cool. And my sister-in-law was not sure if she liked where it was and called Mary Grove. They came right out and explained to her that if they moved it to where she wanted it, why it necessarily wouldn't work, and they actually talked her into why they had decided to for that area in the first place. And it's just great. It's got a remote on the inside. If it's raining or whatever, you can close it and open it. You can tilt it depending on what's going on. It's very cool.
So to use Chuck's terms, it's really snotty.
It's very cool. I think it's awesome.
Well, guys, that's our next commercial.
I know it. I know it. Dave Frieger, thank you very much, buddy.
Thanks, David.
So you threw out – how did you get that gig?
Well, I got a call from Bally Sports, and they said, hey, Mike, would you like to throw out the pitch next Thursday? This is like 1 week prior. And I was amazed that I was invited, and I said, of course I would. I mean, it's obviously a dream of a lifetime.
Cool.
And it's an honor.
Yeah.
So just before, and they called me, I think it was on Wednesday, and sadly, the very next day, a very good friend of mine had a stroke on that Thursday.
Lifelong friend.
He and I were friends all the way from elementary school. He lived only a four doors from my house, and we hung out together all the time. He was signed by the Detroit. This is the irony. He was signed by the Detroit Tigers in 1970, was drafted 16th round. And unfortunately, that summer, decided to play intramural basketball and blew his knee out.
No ages back then to tell you don't do that.
No, I know, you're right. So fast forward, you know, like he could not walk, obviously, to the mound ever since the time that he had that injury because of the fact that he had to give up the agreement with the Tigers. So what I decided was I was going to get a Detroit Tiger shirt, put his name on the back in 1970 when he was signed by the Tigers, and I proudly wore that out to the mound. Now, he'd probably laugh very hard if he saw the throw because I was his catcher. He was the pitcher for 15 years, and I got to tell you, cool. That kid threw some heat.
I bet.
I mean, even back then, he was throwing probably 80, 85 back then. And
In high school.
Yeah. And mine was 8.5 going to the
but people went and got lunch, came back before it got to the catcher's mitt. That'd be me.
But what was unique, though, is that 20 of his friends, 25 of our friends, all got together. We had a suite. We had a lot of fun. My brother, Bernie, God bless him, he's going through an issue also with cancer. And we had a little support staff there for everybody. And, of course, it involved a little bit of adult beverage. And we had a lot of fun. And we ended up going down to the casino and just making a whole night out of it.
It's a great game.
A fabulous game. It was really a great game. And it was a great time to be there. The weather was perfect after 5 days of nothing but rain.
Right.
So it worked
Gosh.
Out. It worked out fantastic.
Right.
So, yeah.
You were actually praying for a rain out, though, before then.
Yeah, actually I was. Or enough rain where if I did a slip and fall, nobody would laugh.
Everybody
right?
go, well, yeah, it's
yeah,
money.
Yeah, what happened? That poor guy. I feel sorry for him.
I told the story, man, years ago when I threw out my shoulder. Now if I play ball, which I don't anymore,
right.
I'm all hands.
Yeah.
I literally throw like a three-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I mean, and I would be so scared not to be able to get to the thing because it would
– pickleball and tennis, you're all wrist.
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they were telling me the story that before the president back in 9/11 and President Bush went out there to throw the first pitch in New York, that Jeter came up to him while he was warming up and says, whatever you do, Prez, don't bounce it into home. So all I kept thinking about, guys, was I can't bounce it. If I do a fly ball, that's fine. There might get a couple of boos, a couple of laughs. But if I did a ground ball, everybody would have booed. So I took the worst of two evils.
Did the president bounce it at that time?
No.
He made it?
Yeah,
okay.
He pitched. You know, I watched that replay.
So were you under contract for the day? Or?
No, but they did give me a pitch count. One and done.
One and done, yeah. Get him out.
Get him out.
You know, Mike, this is one of the reasons Chuck and I love coming to these events because we want our listeners to get to know you.
Yeah.
To get to know Mike Fahle, the owner of Mary Govani. And so many of our team partners are like you. They're just good people who, bottom line, want to help other people. We're going to continue this discussion with Mary Grove Awning, and we also want you to stick around between noon and 1 as Mr. Paul W. Smith comes on and spends the hour with Mike Fahle. right here at Mary Grove Awning.
Ken and Chuck and Mike, 800-44-AWNING. But we want to remind you that there is a Michigan Trades Career Fair, and you can either attend in person or virtually on May 12th. And if you go to the MI.com website and look at Lara, L-A-R-A, you'll get more information on that. But virtual. I mean, you can sit home in your jammies and do it. So why wouldn't you?
You know, I really do believe that a lot of parents are coming to the realization that not every child needs to go to college, and that getting, especially today, I mean, no doubt today, in today's day, more than ever, this career, the construction career, the housing career, is a phenomenal career.
Phenomenal. Doesn't even say it.
And not be saddled with 4 years of student debt when you're done.
Whatever happened to trade school? What? I mean, did it just disappear?
Because there are still some out there, but nowhere near like when we were kids.
No. I lived through it.
No.
What happened was literally, actually my teaching degree in secondary ed was vocational certified to teach the trades.
And that's when they all went away. They found out he was
They found out Chuck was a teacher. They literally, they took away the appropriations and shut down a lot of them. We had a good friend, Joe Churches, that Dakota High School was smart enough to actually expand their program, you know, over the last several years. And they actually built a couple houses a year.
Clarkson has a great one.
Yeah. Ann Arbor has a great one. But you're right, Mike, they've largely gone away because parents don't think it's a good thing to do. But you've got people working for you on the installation side that make tremendous livings.
You know, I got to tell you, I couldn't be more proud, and I mentioned this off the air, of the people that are working in this building. One of the things that we noticed right away is that it's so important to have the person feel like they belong. And the only way that you feel like you belong is if you had some form of ownership, whatever that ownership is.
Sure.
So in every one of my departments, people are paid by what they produce. Not by the hour, but by what they produce. An installer can go out, and rather than making $15 an hour, he's going to make a lot of money because we put a percentage on there. But when we did that, we wanted to make sure that they did the job with quality and that it was first class.
No corners cut.
Right. No corners cut. They can't because they have to videotape every job. So our quality control starts there. As soon as the job is done, everything is videotaped so we can see exactly what, if any failure, why and who is responsible. So we stay on top of it. But more importantly, or equally important, is how they're paid. So every one of my installers, every one of my salespeople, the welders, the sewers, everybody is paid by what they produce. Imagine if the state of Michigan put something like that in play. I mean, could you imagine what a great state this could? But
let's go to the whole country. I'd rather the whole country.
I'll go with the whole country. I agree with that. Yeah. So I am proud to say that these people, wonderful people that I have here, have the same culture, have the same ideas, have the same growth intentions, and also have the same attention to details as I would have back in the day.
So you have an unusual warranty for a product like this. You mentioned some of the differences over the last 20 years. Is the fabric more color fast, stronger?
Well, it is. There's a acrylic fabrics, there's polyester fabrics, and what's great is that this is a blend of both polyester and acrylic fabric. Now, why is that important? Because acrylic, it's very lazy when it's wet. So it relaxes a lot. So when you have that awning out, you want that fabric nice and taut, looks good, and also it stops any kind of pooling in the middle. So the combination of the polyester and the acrylic fabric make it very stable, make it very strong, and even when it's wet, when it's projected, we'll keep it nice and straight, nice and taut. So it's a polyester blend.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's color fast. We guarantee it for 10 years against fade, rot, mildew. So that fabric's going to last you a long time.
After the 10 years.
Yeah.
Say 20 years later, something goes wrong. Do you have a service department that can come out and help?
We do. In fact, there's employed right now, about 10 or 15 of them in the other office. And if we have a situation at all with the awning, whether it's a fabric or an arm or a front bar, it doesn't matter. We're here to take care of that. But to answer that question, on a recover, we call it a recover, where you take the old cover off, put a new cover on, it's about a half an hour's worth of work. And
half an hour.
That's it.
See, this time of year, I know you're getting a lot of calls saying, I need this done before the graduation party.
Yes.
I mean, everyone's doing it before the graduation party.
Yes.
They can call you 2 days before the graduation party and you'll get it in.
They can call
There's nobody that does that, Mike. I don't care. I don't care if it's roofs, garage doors, what. There's nobody in the home industry that can do it in 2 days like Mary Grove can.
What we did is we learned a lot by the supply chain issues. I mean, we learned a ton, as you guys know, in the industry.
Right.
I mean, if I did. I ordered a refrigerator, and it took 13 months to get that refrigerator to my home. 13 months. Imagine that.
That's crazy.
That's why I lost the weight. But I got to tell you, with an awning, it's when the person has an idea that they want a product like ours, they don't want to wait. We take on the Amazon approach. Look, if you want it, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you for a reasonable price, and we're going to give it to you tomorrow.
What about choices and how it looks in
that's
the fabric?
That's the beauty of it, is that everything that they would want, and you can pick any color out of what we have.
Maize blue.
Yeah, we got it.
All right. Of course you do. You better not have scarlet and gray. I don't want to hear that.
Uh-oh. Well, we took that one out today.
Kramer just drove off the road in Ohio.
So what happens is we have pre-manufactured a lot of awnings. There's a ton. If you walk around, you'll see 7,000 retractable awnings in boxes waiting to be delivered. 7,000 retractable awnings.
And that's now, delivered around the country.
That's right. Delivered around the country. Okay. To give you an idea, we have sold and installed over 2,000 retractable awnings since January.
And I was impressed with Victor's last week, who's already done 700 roofs.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are something else. Paul's people, I got to tell you.
Well,
that's amazing.
But it all comes with a whole lot of planning. Last October, when all the managers were sitting in that room next door, and we gathered together every Wednesday, and we talked about what the growth potential is. Well, my son, who's doing an amazing job with his sales department, his name is Vinny, and he is just, I call it on fire, because this guy sets up programs and designs, hires people, has to let some people go if they're not producing correctly, and then built this empire. And his statement to everybody around that table about a month ago was, we're going to do $100 million within 5 years. Let's all get on board. And, of course, I'm going to support that 100%.
How many states will you be into? You're in 14 now.
We're in 14 now. Our goal is probably going to be – here's the game plan. We're going to stay with these 14. Next year, we're going to minimize our growth because we want to nurture that area. New Jersey is a perfect example of growth that we didn't anticipate. The next thing I know, New Jersey's producing over $2 million in their first year. I mean, it's crazy. But
in Jersey.
It's in Jersey.
Guys, please don't try to do a Jersey accent. You're going to get these guys over here. They're going to whack us. Hey, stick around, everybody. We have more coming with Mike Fallahy and Mary Grove Awning. And coming up after this hour is going to be Mike Fallahy and Paul W. Smith. Definitely worth sticking around.
Ken and Chuck and Mike Fallahy. If Mike says it, you can take it to the bank as regards Mary Grove Awning. So, Mike, we've talked about the awnings.
Yeah.
And hopefully you and Paul W., between 12 and 1, we'll talk some more about them. But what about units like what we are sitting underneath here, kind of a freestanding?
About 5 years ago, there was a company out of Atlanta that I was privy to, knowing the owner. And I went out there, and he had designed the system that we're looking at. It's called a louvered roof. And what's unique about that, it's freestanding. So in a situation like what you were talking about, away from the home.
Like a pergola.
Yeah. And so what we did is we designed, along with his help, a way for people to be able to set in shade when you want to by closing the louvers. But then on a beautiful sunny day like it's out today, you want to open it up.
That's the roof.
That's the roof. So the whole roof opens and closes like old Venetian blinds. Remember how they used to open and close?
Yeah. Individual pieces.
Yes, right. Exactly. The same exact system. So it opens by a touch of a button, and then it closes down.
Is it waterproof when it closes?
It is, because all these sides here, what happens is the water actually is gutted. So there's a slight pitch, allows the water to go through the gutters and then out one of the downspouts.
Where you want it to go.
Where you want it to go. You direct it.
That's so interesting. So like cool. The patio I'm talking about that is not attached to my house.
Yes.
Maybe a lake patio or a deck on a lake. This is perfect for.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Also, though, you can apply it to the deck, much like what we do, existing to the home. And then what happens there, guys, is we remove these two posts, use the house for the stability, and that way you don't have to have these two. So we can either install it on the home or away from the home.
How heavy is that, Mike? Can you?
It's going to be pretty heavy.
Is it?
Unit that size that we're looking at.
How big is this?
Probably 10 by 20.
Yep.
You're probably talking somewhere around 1,500 to 2,000 pounds.
Oh, so you'd put a footing underneath these columns?
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It would require footings and also, again, but it's a beautiful, stable product. And you're going to want it to be stable because you're out in the middle, like you said, away from the home. You want it to be strong, and that definitely would.
Do you need to pull permits for any of these?
That's what I was just thinking.
I want to ask about the footings there.
Yes.
So you're going to pull permits?
Yes.
And so you probably have a relationship with most of the jurisdictions around?
Yeah, well, you know, because we were in the commercial awning business, we know everyone in the area. But it doesn't change the fact that permits are still a problem to get.
We haven't. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. But we haven't talked about commercial yet.
Yeah.
And there are so many, you know, people who are driving down the road, you name it. If you drive by a restaurant and they have one of those fancy awnings on it with their name on it.
Snotty.
Pretty good chances are it came from Mary Grove Awning, is
it
not?
Yeah, very strong chance. Yes. Very strong.
So talk, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things that, again, very proud of, we have an unbelievable designer and engineer on staff that can go out to the building or whatever the application might be. Now, you guys remember when COVID was bad, what happened is that the restaurants had to have people seating outside.
Yeah.
Nobody could be inside. So our business skyrocketed, but what we did was...
Did you make igloos?
No, those were a joke, to be honest with you. But the commercial awning.
They were. Iron Fish, did that.
Did they?
Really?
So if you're talking about, seriously, just for a moment, we'll get off subject, because if you're talking about lack of COVID, I mean, not passing, you're inside an igloo. And then when you leave, did anybody go in and clean the inside of that igloo?
Or sanitize the air.
There was so much hypocrisy that we learned. But you know what? Like you said in the beginning, we learned so much. The air, didn't we?
Yeah. We definitely did. But, okay, so what we did is install these commercial awnings. And when we install them, we also put roll-down screens. So when it was proper, we'd roll them up, allow for the ventilation, and then the people would raise and lower them when necessary.
Now, you've got a separate business doing that in the Florida area as well, right? So anybody listening in Florida can take advantage of the pull-down screens?
In Florida, what we've done is we've developed that area out there for the roll-down screens. They're power screens mounted on the outside, and, of course, your control is on the inside.
Do certain of your products sell better in certain parts of the country?
Yeah, without a doubt. Right now, we're finding out that at least early on, an area in Atlanta, which took off long before we did, because the weather there was so beautiful, and our weather, of course, in
Michigan,
not so much.
This is the best we've had in a month.
Isn't it beautiful? It's absolutely beautiful. So it's a great time to come out, take a look at what we've got here, and introduce themselves to Chuck and Ken, and now Paul W. has shown up.
And you said that If somebody comes, how many do they have in the showroom? Six or eight of them just in the showroom here.
Yes.
And they're operable.
Yes.
So you can demonstrate the retractability. I had to put my hands on the LED lights in the arms because I thought, sure, they were just kind of attached over tubular metal. They're not.
If you bought from a competitor, they would be. Because what we did is we integrated the lights right into the extrusion. So that line of lights that you see is integrated inside the extrusion, so it keeps it protected from damage and also looks a heck of a lot better than having it zip-tied like other companies do.
You said I was up here, Ray. I'm sorry. I was looking.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm sorry. I was looking for the inside-outside guys in Mike Fallahy, and I stumbled upon a Corvette used car lot out here in the driveway.
Well, the new one belonged to him.
I think both of them belong to him. I'm not positive.
As you can all tell, we're having a great time here at Mary Grove Awning amongst friends here. Stick around. We get back from break. You know, we mentioned that you had called us during COVID and you wanted to help. But you help out in a lot of other ways. And I know Mike Fallahy might not want to talk about it, but we do when we get back with Mike Fallahy and Mary Grove Awning.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. It's Ken, it's Chuck, it's Mike, and it's Paul. So we need a deck of cards.
And Mark.
That's right.
That's right.
Kramer, are you really Kramer. In Ohio?
It's not Mark. It's Kramer.
Kramer.
It's Kramer.
I'm back. I'm back in the state, fellas. I'm officially back in the Michigan turf.
You're back in the U. Back in the U. Back. Mike,
you got to come by
to introduce Mike to Mark.
Yeah. You got to get Mark.
We've met at the home show. We sat next to one another. And so I will tell your listeners, one thing for a fact is the same high energy Mike you're hearing on the air, that is Mike in real life. This is who he is.
Look who's talking.
I know it. I know it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I love it.
But hey, I did want to call in. So
oh geez, this should be good. As a
contractor,
oh,
yeah,
boy.
Just hang on tight, right? as a fellow contractor, I think it's one of the things as a roofing contractor specifically that we get asked often is, can you guys handle my awning? And this is the first time I've felt compelled to the point to call in. And Mike Kearns has taught me one thing, and it's if you ever have a compliment, don't let it go unheard. And one of the things that Kearns Brothers has been doing for years is when those conversations come about, immediately we tell them, call Marygrove Awnings, because we've never had a customer call back and say, why did you refer those guys? And so, very frankly put, it's scary referring somebody in the contracting world because there's a certain level of ownership that you take when you give that out. But we've never once had a customer call back and say, you know, thanks a lot, why'd you do that to me? The team over there is 100% taking care of every customer we've given. I've actually seen the process take place on my neighbor's house as well. He's south-facing pool, so he just gets absolutely cooked by that sun. They came out there. They put a big old awning in, which keeps the sun out of all the little baby spaces during the day, and myself included. And then at nighttime, it transitions into a nice little glowing underlayment that we can then sit under and finish our ice-cold water. So it's a really neat process. The systems are awesome. I cannot say enough great things. I drive, we're their neighbor also. I drive past their organization every single day. These guys are stout. You see their trucks coming in and out. You see the facility that they're operating out of. This is the real deal. These guys are awesome to watch.
Mark, that's so kind of you. Thank you so much. And listen, next time you drive by, stop in. Let's have a cup of coffee together and talk a little bit about business. Can you do that?
Absolutely. I'd love to stop by. We're same street, just a couple more feet. I mean,
okay.
It would make sense for us to have. How's the coffee down there? You guys culture kind of guy? Or?
Well, I can vouch, and I think Paul probably can too.
Not bad.
It's very good coffee.
It's very not good bad. Coffee. And the Keurig's got a tray. Actually, he's got more choices than you do at Kearns.
But
outstanding.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Mark Kramer, you rock, buddy. Thank you so much for giving us a call. We greatly appreciate it.
We love you, Mark.
Thank you so much for those kind words, Mark.
We love
you,
brother.
Keep up the good work.
Stay safe.
Good guy, good family, man.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Very kind.
You know, that is the inside outside guys. That's WJR. Oh. That's the Southeast Michigan good quality contractors.
What he said about referring is so true.
Oh, it's so
aren't
true.
Aren't you scared to refer if you don't really know a company?
100%.
Absolutely.
In fact, I won't refer. Rather than if I know somebody, I know they're, you know, 50-50, we won't refer that because it does reflect on you and your company. Very important.
You know what I like about the inside outside guys is that we have the same philosophy, and we understand that we are our own brand.
Yeah.
And so it would take, well, there's no amount of money I can think of that would get us to say someone's good if they aren't good.
Yeah.
We say they're good or competent or the best because we've had experience, those guys, the inside outside guys, the most in that area. But that's just the way it is. That's what makes WJR so extra special.
You know, Paul, I guarantee AE's come to you and said, Paul, would you look at this company? And you may have known them and went, no. Chuck and I have had the same experience. Hey, can you guys look at this company? We know that company. We've had 85 years here in Southeast Michigan in the construction industry. So we know about everybody. And, yeah, it'd be very easy to take those people's money. But we couldn't do it with a clean conscience, knowing that we're not giving the people that listen to the inside outside guys the best.
I'm older than some of the rocks in Mike's yard.
You are. You are. He always says, whenever we have a meeting, he starts out telling people, I got my license in 1972, and I finished that by saying, I was six.
I graduated from high school.
And we did the show.
I graduated from high school the year before, 1971. And when I say that, people think I'm lying. Oh, yeah, right. Nobody was alive then.
I know, were there people back then?
Paul, you've seen the great business. I mean, you've been around forever. And you've seen the great businesses grow. Like Mary Grove Awning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, very few like Mary Grove Awning, to tell you the truth. And I've watched Mike Fallahy from the time he was climbing ladders and putting these things up.
That's when he could.
That's so wow. mean.
It's
so mean.
It's we a love pick him. On Mike's so morning. Mean. I was listening on the way in. But I've watched him with his family go through the ups and downs that we all go through in just life, let alone in business the last several years. And he has stuck to his guns. He has always stood by his product. He never said, well, it's really tough out there. I'm going to downgrade my materials because I have to. He's not done it. He has provided quality, and now quality in several states. And it's just a, I know for you guys too, it's an honor to watch these people who work so hard and smart and build into such great success. We get to see the true American dream that we still embrace and think is spectacular and don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Bless
like
your heart.
Some morons in Washington
Bless
named AOC.
Yeah.
Whoops. Whoops.
That's not the only one, Paul.
AOC. I'd like to call her AOC. America Off Course.
Yeah.
That's her.
When we were growing up, Mom and Dad never said, hey, we want you to get in the construction industry. It just wasn't pushed. It was kind of, okay, let's fall back to the construction
industry. I had to
get
permission from the Monsignor at our parish to attend classes at the public school that were going to teach me how to build. I mean, it was a big deal. Mom and Dad had to come, and he had to sit there, you know, considering the possibilities.
And I believe those educators at the time didn't realize it wasn't just about driving a nail. This is what it's about. The interaction with professionals being able to go to Mike and say, Mike, you're the best. Can you give me the best this or the best that? Yeah. You know, this is what this is all about. And there are more of us in the industry than there are, you know, just like police. 1%, 2% of police are bad, but they get all the press. Same thing in the construction industry.
Well, it's true. Yeah. It is true. We all grew up with that.
Yeah.
We had painters in Monroe that duped my mother and dad, painted our house. Next rain, it was gone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We had roof issues. Roofing was the toughest, frankly. It was because people couldn't see what they were supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Most of us don't get up on the roof, nor should we.
Last weekend.
Yeah.
Well, that was a perfect example of watching good roofers do a great job roofing through Victor's Give Back program. And say, well, how many is he giving? Well, every 100 roofs. That's not very many roofs he's giving away. He's done 700 roofs already. In fact, since that week, it's probably 770 or whatever.
Right. Did you hear Mike this morning? How many awnings have you guys done this year?
I did hear that.
Yeah, we put up and installed already 2,200. This year, since January. Yeah.
And this was the slow season.
Yeah, I know.
Which is why we tell people to call now before it's too late, while the schedule is still pretty good, to call that 1-800-44-AWNING, or go to marygrove.com and see what we're talking about. Because I'm telling you, the inside-outside guys wouldn't have said anything they've said all morning long since 10 o'clock if they didn't believe it and live it.
100%.
You gentlemen are kind enough to talk about my business, and of course you're just talking about Mark over at Kearns Brothers and so on. And I think the beauty of it is that it is. We're like a big family in the business, right? Yeah. But in order for us to get our message out so we can tell people that we're good, I mean, because we want you to know that we're good, we got a great product.
And there's a difference, right?
And there's a difference. And so by doing that, by you guys delivering that message, and Paul and I talked about this many times over our 22 years of being together on the radio, how much it's helped us grow the business and deliver that message. And what the important thing is that people listen, not like me. I know I made a mistake, but need to listen so that they know that there are companies like the Kern Brothers, like Mary Grove, and many others that are doing a great job, but through messaging that you guys deliver.
And you've got to make it clear, and again, you're going to be with Paul the next hour, the differentiators, the LED. I've seen companies that literally use zip ties to put the LED lights on those
right.
arms.
Right.
I have.
Well, let me tell you a couple things about LED lights.
How do you know?
That's very important, is that most companies have another outlet, right? So they've got the outlet for the awning, and they got an outlet for the remote, and they got an outlet now for lights.
Good point.
And so by the time...
It's not any electricity to put a new outlet in the back of your house. Right?
Good point.
So what's unique about our system is that everything is integrated into the motor.
Low voltage.
Low voltage. It's all integrated. So it's one motor. It runs the awning back and forth. It distributes the lights. Takes care of the wind sensor. All of these things are important in the features that you're referring to, because people can boast, other companies can boast that they have lights.
That feature,
that
kinda,
feature,
but
that,
it's not.
No, with zip ties, could you imagine?
I'm telling you, Mike, and you've seen it. I know you have.
Yeah.
Even the integrated aluminum, you have that in various colors, and
yes.
there's a difference in the gauge of aluminum and the paint on it.
Yes. And one of the things that we designed, remember we talked about that post-mortem, one of the things that we designed is on that hood, it has a special lip that if it rains, all the water coming off of that housing is being distributed left and right, rather than coming up on top of the awning. Now, the awning, of course, is still going to get wet, but
sure.
all the awning is protected when it's rolled back by that special feature. So, again, from the very beginning, we have changed the awning 7-8 times, all for the better, because we do that post-mortem.
That's cool stuff. I love that.
So people out there that have an old merry-go-round awning or just an old awning and they want to get a new look to it, you can give them a whole new cover like that.
And honestly, I would prefer that they buy a new awning obvious reasons. But number one, we'll give them a lot of money for that used awning. Because if we go out there and put that cover on, next week the motor breaks down. And then the week after, because it's a 15-year-old awning, right?
Right.
So let's change the whole thing.
I said it a minute ago.
I like that.
But I know Mike doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Mike, when we get back, we're going to talk about how Mary Goats gives back to the community, whether you want to or not. Listen to the Inside Outside guys talking to our good friend Mike Fallahy at Mary Goats.
How much do you want for that white Corvette?
30 years ago, Lillian Hopkins got a Mary Goats awning, and she's been trying to call the show, and she just wanted to say thank you so much, Mike, because she still loves her Mary Goats.
30 years ago.
I remember her.
Do you really?
I do. I remember her very distinctively. And sadly, it was 5 years after we put those awnings up, where her husband actually got into an accident and died. And I think they were in Ireland. But, yeah, she's a wonderful, wonderful person and proud to have been able to do the work for her.
Are you seeing awnings last a lot? I know you have a great warranty.
Yeah.
But are you seeing them last a lot longer than that?
Great question. Because of the way that the fabric is manufactured. You see, aluminum extrusion is going to last forever, right?
It's got
a baked-on finish. It's not
you explosive. Guys have a great finish, though. Not all of them are that nice.
No, that is a nice finish. And we pay extra for that finish because
You do.
It's got a powder base. It's powder coat. It's really got a great acrylic finish on it. But that, along with the fabric in combination, these things can last for 15, 20 years easily.
You mentioned powder coating. We got our first ever request for powder coating this week from a lady asked if we knew anyone who could powder coat.
I didn't see that.
I found her something.
I've got a buddy in Flint that does it.
This was in the
near
pier.
Where we used to teach.
This is in the pier. Okay, Mr. Fallahy,
yes,
Mary Grovani, can you take a second and get a little humility, because you know how hard this is for you, to talk about the Mary Grow Give Me Back program, please.
Well, you know, this was initiated by Jessie. She's my assistant and does a lot of the work in the background to make sure that the culture stays within the business. But one of the things that she promoted was working through the Salvation Army. A couple of weeks before Christmas, all of our employees will spend a couple of hours ringing a bell. And we had one gentleman that wanted to go back 2 or 3 times just because he wanted to give back. But the thing that impressed me the most, guys, is that on Christmas Eve, I woke up to a sound on my phone. And it was a picture of 10 of my installers. I'll be happy to share it with you. They were standing out in front of a customer's home with a whole bunch of gifts. And they were giving to that home of the needy people that were there. They had 3 children, husband and wife, and they just needed a lot of support. It was my guys.
You didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it. They were wearing the Mary Grove jersey very proudly, went out there and delivered those gifts.
I tell you, the Salvation Army, for low-income people who aren't low-income people, they have a fire. They lose everything. Salvation Army,
Amazing.
Is there like that?
Yep.
Taking care of that family.
No doubt.
Where else can you find that? It's a phenomenal.
That's a year-round thing too, Mike.
It
right?
is. It definitely Christmas. Is a year-round. One of the other things that I'm proud of, guys, is that we talked about COVID a lot. And during the time of COVID, all the schools and churches were shut down. Yeah. So they couldn't do any blood drives anywhere because there was no building for it.
Right.
So what I did was I gathered the guys together and said, hey, look, here's what we need to do. We need to make 20,000 square feet available to these people. So they went in, they cleaned up the shop from one end to the other, and the blood drive, there was two blood drives. So they came in.
Here at Marygrove?
Here at Marygrove. And then they came back a second time. It was amazing. I mean, literally, there were people lined up. I was so impressed.
That.
It was great.
What a great location,
too. Yeah, it was a great location. Yeah, we had a big sign out in front, said blood drive today, and we had, again, we had a great, in fact, they had to turn people away. There were so many.
My father, who career wow. was in the plant, they'd come in all the time, the American Red Cross, and he would give blood every time they needed it.
Nice.
And my father passed away of leukemia, so he got all of that back. I mean, if anyone's ever dealt with it, they start having transfusions, yeah. and they more and more between.
Yeah.
So what a great organization. What a great thing to do.
That was. And I appreciate you saying so. One of the other things that we're really proud of is the fact that this year, for the first time, we're in the parade company and giving back to Detroit by
Are you really?
Yeah. Well,
they got a great great float.
Yeah, he's seen the float, right, Paul?
Oh, yeah, it's a great float. Yeah.
We got to get a picture of it for the Facebook.
Sure, we can throw that out to you. The choir, the Detroit choir, was on the float singing You Are the Sunshine of
My
Life. The
Detroit Youth Choir.
Youth Choir.
The award-winning.
Wow. Oh, just recently. Yeah.
Okay.
So they, and we put a couple of extra dollars in their jar, but they were attached to our, and they were singing The Sunshine of My Life, and then this huge sun was up with awnings going back and forth. And the thing that made it so darn unique and so much fun is that they had buildings in the back that had awnings on them. And I named each one of the buildings after my grandkids. So when this parade went by, they saw Ava, they saw Bella, Dominic, and they just went nuts.
Tony Michaels and his team at the parade
amazing.
Company work magic.
They do.
And by the way, speaking of magic, I hope you've heard the latest radio commercials that we run. Especially on Friday, that are in the end, they are the weather forecast going into the weekend and how one of these fabulous Marygrove awnings saves the day, whether it's too sunny, which is not happening too much right now, but or rainy or whatever, it extends the time you can use that back porch, that patio, that whatever. But he's got the grandkids doing these commercials now. It is truly the Fallahy players. It is every week I wait now to see what they're going to do. And I have to tell you, today's Saturday. Yesterday's was the best yet.
Yes, I agree with you.
Don't you?
Now, here's the fun of that, Paul, so I can share this with you.
This is cool.
Jessie goes into her office. I go into mine, and we write the script, right? Then we get, and then she reads her script to me, and then I read mine to her, and then we vote, or we change it to. And
mix it up a little.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit. And that's what, and I got to tell you, the most fun is the fact that Ray will come in, see these kids all sitting around these microphones, and it's like herding cats.
Yeah, but Ray's right there at their level.
Ray's the head cat.
Ray gets along. Ray Templin can do it.
And the kids start to talk into the microphones, and no, get closer, no, do this. And we got a couple of them that are a little bit shy, but we coax them. And I got to tell you, at the end of the day, he does the magic. This thing comes out beautiful for him.
None of them sound shy to me.
No,
they sound. They're really into it.
Even the little guy, Dominic. Yeah,
for Grandpa, they're doing it.
It really came across well. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, our 2 hours is up. We've had
We've
had a great time. And for everyone out there listening, this is Marygrove Awning. Everything you've heard today, the laughs, the jokes, the cutting.
Personality.
The stuff you didn't hear on the breaks. Marygrove Awning. And we had a great time. And thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you, Mike.
My God, it's my pleasure, guys. And thanks for all you do to help us get where we're at today.
You're easy to get behind.
Thank you.
We love your company.
You guys really help a lot of people.
Yep.
Thank you.
Really do a good job. Inside, outside, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an honor to be part of this iconic radio station.
That's a nice shirt on you, by the way.
Yeah, I like that. There's one for you, too, as well, buddy.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, stick around, everybody, for another hour of Paul W. Smith talking to Mr. Mike Fallahy, broadcasting live from the Marygrove Awning location.